I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Just threw this one out there. And Nick Wilson says, does Aaron Rodgers officially signing with the Steelers make it tougher for the Browns in 2025? I think it's interesting that there's a lot of people right now smirking about 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers doing anything in Pittsburgh. Because I think a fair amount of those people are also saying, just give Joe Flacco the job and let's cook.
Oh, what's the correlation there?
They're both old as hell.
And so it's like you shouldn't discriminate against one
I just think if you have high belief that Joe Flacco, who hasn't been a consistently good starter in a decade in the NFL, if you think he can do it this year in Cleveland,
Aaron Rodgers' passer rating was last year?
71.
90.5. You know what Joe Flacco's passer rating was last year?
90.2.
90.5.
Oh!
An exact tie.
Look at that.
So they also have that in common, too.
And Aaron Rodgers will be playing in a better environment than I think Joe will. I think Joe's got to lift that ass off the ground for the Cleveland Browns. I think one of the three blimps that we just saw this week in Cleveland, I think the blimp's already midair for the Steelers.
Yeah, I think the people that want to say Joe Flacco is just, they're recognizing the idea that he might be the best option to at least give you some wins somewhere along the line. Whereas I feel like, and I don't even know that Steelers fans feel this way, but Mike Tomlin feels like this is the guy that's going to save my job and this is the deep postseason run. And I think separating between the two is an okay thing to do.
216-474-0092. Does Aaron Rodgers impact your thoughts on the Browns? And I do think like, all right, now, insert Brown starter name here. You will have to look and go, Joe Burrow there, Aaron Rodgers there, Lamar Jackson there. Even if it's just on optics, even if we're just putting too much stock into names, all of a sudden it does feel, I think we all felt a little more comfortable about playing the Steelers when it was Mason Rudolph.
I mean, it definitely beefs it up. I would prefer to play Mason Rudolph. And by the way, the Steelers opening part of the schedule, very favorable for Aaron Rodgers, all things considered. You start off with the Jets, so you got the revenge game there.
He's going to throw 500 yards against those clowns.
So he'll take on the Jets. He's also taking on the Packers this year, too. So he gets like two revenge games in like a perfect situation for himself.
All right, they're going to win the Super Bowl. He's got two revenge games on the docket this year?
Yeah.
I mean,
we need more ayahuasca trips, and then maybe the ayahuasca trip is him going to the Super Bowl, Nick.
maybe that's the only way it gets there.
Do
we know if Shailene Woodley has like a favorite team? Because maybe that also would be another revenge game. She's like secretly a big Buffalo fan.
At this point, do we know if she has a voodoo doll? Because that might also come into play as well. Because Aaron Rodgers might believe in that type of thing.
2 years ago, I think it worked.
So Jets, Seahawks, Patriots before they take on a team in the Vikings that is tough, and then they have the Browns after their bye week in week six. Like there's a real chance the Steelers could start pretty hot, 4-1 out of the gate. Even though I'm just not a believer in Aaron Rodgers at this point.
And here's the thing: I think most people are where you are, and I totally get it. I understand. I kind of outlined him in the previous segment. I don't think you're against Aaron because he's potentially a narcissist.
No, that doesn't. If anything, that makes him more endearing to me.
You are team narcissist.
If anything, I'm more drawn to Aaron Rodgers.
But I think there's just a lot of things that it's easy to dismiss, and I think the Steelers are in the same camp. Like this premature call of the wild that, you know, Tomlin, guys, people have been saying it's Tomlin's last year or that maybe they could use a change of pace on Tomlin for as long as I can remember.
And I want to see him and Arthur Smith do it. Like the one thing I would hold my hat on is I do think Arthur Smith can be the guy to make him actually change, but I got to see him actually do this.
Yeah, like, and maybe that's a great way to put it. If Matt Canada was still there, yeah, I probably wouldn't be saying this, but Arthur Smith actually is a really smart,
he's not a
good head coach.
No, can't do that part of it.
But really bright offensive mind. And
going
honestly,
back to his Tennessee days, like the man, he knows what he's doing.
A lot of the things you can say about Arthur Smith and what he likes to do are a lot of the things the Browns like to do with Kevin Stefanski. So it's interesting to kind of see the parallels there between the guy running their offense, the guy running your offense, and their 41-year-old quarterback and your 41-year-old quarterback.
Can Aaron Rodgers be on a team where they tell him, hand the ball off a lot and let the defense try to win you a game? And I just don't know that that's anything that he's going to subscribe to.
I don't think they're going to. I think they're going to change the offense.
I think that's the
distribution.
But that's the point, though. I think he's going to force that. I think he's going to go in there and he's going to do a my way or the highway type mentality. And I'm curious to see how it all unfolds.
I think it's already been discussed.
I mean, it should be.
I don't think
he would have signed if it wasn't, but there was a reason why, even up until recently, he was very vocal about wanting the Vikings were the team he wanted to join, not the Steelers.
I think this has all been a conversation that has been ongoing, and I don't think Aaron Rodgers is signing in Pittsburgh without assurances, because Aaron could have just retired. Like, what this is about, what this year's about for Aaron is just going out on a high note. What this is about for Aaron is it's about correcting this last little part of his narrative that in New York, I mean, he flamed out.
Yeah.
And I think that's the other part of it. It's like, guys, he's going from the Jets, who are run by Woody Johnson, who's a first class, and Breck Johnson. Breck killed a guy.
That's the kid.
That's a bit, not a real thing. But
we got the Anchorman reference.
I just want to make sure that people wouldn't take me being literal, because occasionally I'll say Ray Lewis killed a guy, and I am being allegedly literal there. But
allegedly.
You're going from arguably the worst ownership in the NFL to maybe the best. I think the little things do matter here, and I think that the, I don't want to say nuances because it's the most overused word, I think it's going to be really interesting. And I don't know, it's always going to be good interesting for us, because if we're 3-10 and they're 10-3, and I think that's right around the time the last time you'll play them this year, oh, it's going to be nauseating. Oh my God, Yinzers with Aaron Rodgers? Oh, it's going to be awful.
Yeah, we're week 17 is the second time we play him.
Oh, week 17. Okay, I thought it was a little earlier in December than that. No, I think you're right, because I think it's like December 29th or something like that.
The schedule I'm looking at says week 17, but it also says November 23rd then, so it's confusing me for a second.
216.
USA Today, how dare you?
Yeah. USA, that's going to make a really corny joke. And yeah, not today.
What were you going to say?
All right. No, USA, not today.
Not today.
Yeah, it is week 17 for them.
It is week 17. Week 17. Okay, they just got the November, December part of that
Thank
switched
Thank you
up.
To our very proud
our
research
production
analyst.
Staff. Analysis. By
Mac
crack.
Robinson there.
Yeah.
But I think earlier was happy that he just wasn't getting made fun of, and that's why he enjoyed hopping in on the Anthony Alant.
Nobody loved the Alant bit more than our guy, Mac.
To the bit.
Yep. Look at that. He did help. Got to give the assist there. How much?
He did laugh a lot in the background, though. I thought he was going to blow it for a second.
I did, too. And I would have been really
mad.
Did
you hear that, too?
Honestly, Mac, kudos for not blowing the bit earlier, because the rest of the show would have been awful for you. It would have been very uncomfortable, because there's nothing I hate more in this world than a good bit being killed.
Yeah, we really don't hate much, and we won't get on much, but you kill a bit, and that's how you get in our doghouse.
So, in case you missed it, Aaron Rodgers just signed or announced he's signing with the Pittsburgh Steelers. More on that, and the interesting thing that no one seems to find interesting in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit consumercellular.com/facts, or a store near you. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.